Drowning in a honey-do list that's driving you crazy? Let Rosie and Romy cut that list down to size. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
We're getting phone calls from a lot of people that are looking for people to get work done in and about and around their house. So Jennifer takes a lot of those phone calls and actually just gives the referral off air. We're looking for folks that are trying to get a couple things done around their house on their own, maybe looking for guidance. If you can hear the show, do not call the station you're listening to us on. We actually broadcast over 10 stations throughout Arizona. Call the one phone central headquarters, the broadcast global headquarters of Rosie on the House. It's a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. That puts you in touch with our broadcast central. We'll find out your question, where you're calling from, and get to your answer as quick as we can. You know, it's that time of the show where we talk a little bit about our Arizona staycation. If, in fact, you are visiting Arizona and may want to see more of it, I can't tell you, you can't schedule enough time to see all of Arizona. It's absolutely one of the most fabulous states in the entire country. You go to rosieonthehouse.com, and we have a tab there on the homepage called the Arizona Staycation, sponsored by Sanderson Ford Motor Company in Glendale, located in Glendale, Arizona. You register, and we pick a winner every month. I think we're due here in we're about to run out of January. We got to pick a January winner, don't we? So let's plan on getting that done here real soon. Every month we pick a winner of those who have registered since the last drawing. You can re-enter in as often as you would like. Unless you are a winner, we ask you not to re-register for at least 1 year. And you pick whatever car Sanderson Ford has on their demo lot, and they're going to let you have it for a few days. We're going to find out where in Arizona you want to go, and we'll arrange the lodging and give you a gas card and a card also as well to take care of all the food. So it's a staycation you design for yourself. The Arizona Republic just this last week had a great special section in the paper called An Insider's Guide to the Grand Canyon State. Just a short list of all the things we've got going on all across the state. And then I had the opportunity to spend the weekend last weekend in Globe, Arizona. And I'm in Globe fairly often, you know, 4 or 5 times a year. And I picked up a couple of their little local newspapers. And it blew me away with all the things they had going on in Gila County. Let me just give you a couple examples of things you could schedule to go to Globe and see. You just missed their 58th Jim and Mineral Show. Now, you have to be a complete stranger to Arizona to not know about the Quartzsite Jim and Mineral Show or the Tucson Jim and Mineral Show. And they are monster events. Well, this is a little bit smaller, maybe a little more intimate. Maybe you can find a little more of the secretive gems. But they just completed that. They've got a knitting and crocheting class going on at the Globe Arizona Public Library. You think they're going to reach out with Social Network on that and get the crowds in there? Okay. That's not your thing. Okay, if that's not your thing, they've got the Boyce Thompson Arboretum.
I would think most people attending that class still don't know what social media is.
The Boyce Thompson Arboretum there in Superior's got a load of classes going on all spring long. You could raft the Salt River. Their season will be opening up here.
That's a lot of fun. I did that in the Boy Scouts 2 or 3 times, and always I've done Jackson Hole. I've done. Mm-hmm. Where else have we rafted? I've in Colorado before. We've done the North Flowing River in
North Carolina. It was actually New River. was the name of it.
I've rafted the Grand Canyon.
Yep.
That salt has its very own unique.
It's a nice little float.
Yeah.
It really is. So floating the Salt River is an excellent opportunity here as the snow belt comes in.
It's something you could drive there, do, and be back to Phoenix or be back to Globe or be back to Tucson in a day.
Yeah, it can be a one-day event. It can be a four-hour float, a six-hour float, and they also have four-day floats. So you can join. You could have joined here just last weekend. They had a photo walk with professional photographers above the Roosevelt Dam, which is a very scenic place. They're going to do a Superior 7th Annual Historic Home and Building Tour. I'm putting that on my calendar for next year. I'm going to be at the Superior 8th. It was the 7th this year. I'm going to be at their 8th Annual Historic Home and Building Tour. Here is a class I'd really like to go to. It's at the Bullion Plaza Museum Cultural Center, and it is on the book by Dr. Charles Collopy, C-O-L-L-O-P-Y, Medicine at the Mines of Miami. That's almost a scary thought.
Medicine?
Yes. Treating the mines and miners and families of Miami, Arizona.
This isn't medicine they make out of the mine.
No, well, maybe. Could be. How about the Globe Active Adult huge book sale? You can get paperbacks, $6 for $1. You can get hardbacks, 50 cents each, $3 for $1. So they've got this event called Love Main Street in Globe. They've got the 31st Annual Historic Home and Building Tour. It meets at the Train Depot in Globe. They've got the 6th Annual Easter Parade. They've got the Miami Boomtown Spree, which is all a bunch of mining skills. Like NAU, Flagstaff has the lumberjack skill sets. Miami has the Boomtown Spree set. So these are all things that are going on in Globe. It's absolutely incredible, the list of activities they got going on there. Don't skip Gila County. And I'll tell you one thing. I found the best steak in Gila County.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Where at?
Go to Facebook and you'll find out.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Type in the best steakhouse in
I'm there
Superior,
often enough
or
to know.
Or did you post something on
the one I liked
band
closed
page.
Down a few years ago, but boy, I found another one. It was really, really a good steak.
Do they have oatmeal ice cream, too?
No, they didn't have the oatmeal ice cream. I was really disappointed about that, like the old Crestline Steakhouse. Broke my heart.
If you've ever been to the Pioneer Living Museum, that church is a replica of the first church built in Globe for the miners.
That's right. That's right. They moved it down to...
They didn't move it. It's an exact replica.
Replica.
They did not move the physical building.
Okay. Well, there you go. All activities to do, all things to consider. If you want to register for that staycation and take advantage of Globe, Jennifer and I are actually going back to Globe to do a little archaeological hike when are we doing that? In April, I think. And we're going to be staying at the Dream Manor Bed and Breakfast, out of this world. I know people have stayed there, but I haven't yet, but I'm going to this trip. So lots of places to go and see in Gila County.
We're here for the callers, so let's get to them. Trisha wants to talk painting.
Hi. I'm painting a room, and I'm not a good painter, so it's been a big job. And I saved the last part, the hardest for the last. And my corners are rounded, and currently there's a archway where the color is different going into the arch, going into the next room, and it's different in the room I just painted. And the color goes around the curve about halfway around the curve or more.
Yeah.
And it's a straight line.
That's hard.
And I've got it taped off. I'm pretty sure it's okay. But I heard someone somewhere say that they thought there was a gel you could get to put on there so the paint didn't bleed through to the next color.
Yeah. Well, you were talking to someone that knows an old paint trick, and you use a little petroleum jelly or caulk right on the edge of the tape where you want to change colors. But there's actually, depending on how much texture you have on the wall, there's actually an easier way to do it now, Trish. It's called frog tape. And if you'll just tape it with the frog tape, it's designed to do exactly that. Stop the bleed underneath the tape, and you won't have to mess with worrying about the caulk or the petroleum jelly or the Vaseline or the cream.
I have never tried the frog jelly, and that's probably just because I've always had masking tape left over from other projects. And you just use it an acrylic paintable caulk.
Yeah.
And you want to keep it as small as possible. You don't want to take that off and see a big line of caulk left over, because it'll be obvious. And if there's a gunk left, that's perfect opportunity for it to chip. So if you've already got the tape there, a really, really thin line of paintable acrylic caulk, white paintable acrylic caulk, run down it, wipe it off, and as soon as you paint it, the trick is, a lot of people, they let the paint dry. As soon as you get that paint from bottom to top, take that tape off. Do not let that dry.
You have to let the caulk peel. You have to let the caulk cure and set up, but peel it when the paint's still wet.
Yes, which is tricky because it's got wet paint on the tape, and you can easily get that in other places. So wad it up as you're doing it, and keep it taut the whole time you're pulling it off. But do not let the paint dry on the tape before you remove it.
And it gives you a perfectly straight line. And that's particularly hard the more texture you have, because the tape doesn't want to seal in back against all the little recesses. So the caulk seals all of those up. The caulk, Tricia, spans from the drywall out onto the tape, okay? And so it fills the little gaps and holes underneath the tape. You just kind of work it in there with your finger, let it dry, paint, and remove the tape while the paint's wet, and you'll be all set. Arched radius corner with the paint changing color in the middle of the arch, in the middle of the radius. Probably one of the hardest paint applications there are.
And when you're taping that, you're not having a one line of tape on that arch. You've got 50 little sections that are, you know, 3 or 4 inches to make that bend.
Well, Trish,
that's a project.
That is the tip on how to get that done. We wish you the best of luck. We appreciate you calling from Tucson, and let us know as the project proceeds anything else you might need in the way of tips. We can bring a tip practically on any single particular trade you're contemplating. The one that we don't tackle very often, of course, is electrical, and I don't even really like to particularly cover plumbing, but we bring electricians and plumbers to join us on the show to help us out on those particular day with a plumber, day with an electrician, so you, the Arizona homeowners, can get the answers you're looking for. We're going to go on a quick break on this super game weekend edition of Rosie on the House, and be right back. Y'all stay tuned.